I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need.
Nope, absolutely not. Here's AOC consistently being dumb as hell and wrong. We must abolish the death penalty. No. I think we need more death penalty. I say we expand death penalty and we televise it live, boys. But that's just me. You might be thinking otherwise, but you'd be wrong. For example, this. Zim Zurb over here has murdered an 11-month-old baby. And now we're being forced to pay for Zimzorb's gender reassignment affirmation surgery. Yeah, I don't want to pay for that. Don't we have the death penalty in Indiana? You ain't got the death penalty? You listening to dumb idiots like AOC over here? Did you guys abolish your death penalty? Well, now you got a bunch of future engineer and scientist immigrants who identify as blorps, and they're murdering people's babies. How could we stop this? Well, I mean, we could enforce the border, reopen insane asylums, and let's capital punishment the hell out of baby murderers. Let's do it. Oh my God, death penalty is a direct attack on the LGBTQ community. Is it really? Take a look at this craziness. This is New York Post over here. Judge orders taxpayers to foot the gender surgery bill for savage baby killer. It's a hard thing to say. Savage baby killer who identifies as a Muslim woman. Strong, empowered Miss Marvel Muslim Womix. I'm a Womix. Oh. Wow, my surprise. My surprise that this person right here, slightly off by a lot. Talking about this on the stream the other day, and I am not remotely victim shaming the mom in the situation. You know, I just don't want a repeat occurrence over here, and we got to get down to why in the world would a woman think it's fine to bring this thing anywhere near their small baby? What in the hell was going on in your head? I mean, even without the face tattoos, this thing's got weird eyebrows. Look at what you didn't know you were in trouble. Oh, again, not trying to victim shame. You have already lost your baby. But let's not have a repeat occurrence of this. And let's figure out what is going on in society where you would have a woman like, oh, yeah, fine. I'll take Gary over here home. No, don't take Gary. Gary Essa. The Muslim equivalent of Gary Essa. Don't take this home. No. You cross the... Go to the other side of the street. It's fine. Yeah, no, it's fine to discriminate. Did you see a crazy goofball with face tattoos? Like, listen. These aren't even well-done face tattoos. I'm saying face tattoos are a gigantic warning sign. Yes, Tom McDonald, I'm looking your direction too, bro. Your music's fine, but them face tattoos, boy, they rough. And you should discriminate against people like Tom McDonald. You should be like, hold on a second. What's going on over here? Yeah. Because for every one Tom McDonald, there's 15 million lunatics that are going to eat your dead corpse. Yes, that's how that works. Yeah, it's fine to notice patterns. It's fine. That's how don't listen to these idiot woke morons. This is how you get your babies killed. And then we gotta flip the bill. The only bill I want to flip for is the flipping of the electric switch. Ride the lightning. I'd be more than happy to. Zeusification, whatever is going on over here. Look at this. We got to pay for this? Again, no. I'd be more than happy to pay for a death penalty. Yeah. Federal judge has ruled that it would be unconstitutional for an Indiana prison to deny a transgender inmate sex reassignment surgery following the inmate's lawsuit against the facility. I want to electric chair this goofball's lawyers, too. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft. Just kidding. It's only a joke. But I want to arrest his lawyers. Or some sort of... Oh, my God! I can't believe that you misgendered this part of it. This monster murdered a baby. You think we should be getting hung up on pronouns over here? The ACLU, a bunch of scumbags, sued the Indiana Department. Who is donating to the ACLU? Are they just stealing money from us? Are they getting Ukrainian money over here? Who is donating? Stop donating to these idiots. They hate you. The ACLU sued the Indiana Department of Corrections last year on behalf of a transgender inmate, Jonathan C. Richardson. Oh, I can't believe you detonate. I can't believe you detonate this board for studying ASMs. Also known as Autumn Corderleone. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with this Muslim name here. What is going on? Let me open up my Quran. Corderleone. Hold on. Very confused. Them Italians, boys, they brown enough. They can pass as Muslims. Abe. Is anybody else surprised that whatever is going on over here identifies as a Muslim woman with an Italian name? Anyway, this goofball killed a kid. Killed a kid. And now we need to flip the bill for gender reassignment surgery. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to solve all the issues here. That's going to solve the issues here. So no, I'm a big proponent of the death penalty. Yeah. Listen, I'm all for habeas corpus. I want you to have your fair trial. I want you to have your appeals. Yeah, get a bunch of appeals, too. I want all the chances in the world for you to prove your innocence. And when you failed every single one of those, it won't cook you. Gonna cook you. Yep. Real simple. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. I mean, if you're found guilty, obviously. We're not going to cook innocent people. Thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. You'll be kept up to date with AOC. On the side of baby murderers. She loves herself some baby murderers. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.